Pope Benedict XVI also met today with the participants of this week's Conference for Military Chaplains, being held here in Rome. Philippa Hitchin has more.
In his address to the international group, Pope Benedict underlined the importance of spiritual care for the military, using as a base the apostolic constitution Spirituale Militum Curae.
Due sono i valori fondamentali.
From this document, the Pope highlighted two fundamental issues, the value of the person and the value of peace. He said, as stated in the Vatican II document Gaudium et Spes, those who undertake military service should consider themselves ministers of freedom and security, because if they carry out their duties justly, then they help create stability and peace.
Al tempo stesso però si afferma.
Even in the military world, the Pope said, the Church is called to be a light that guides the mentality of those who structure it, so that they are encouraged to be builders of peace. The fifth International Conference for Military Chaplains opened on Monday and is exploring the theme, the role of military chaplains and peace. One of the participants, Kenyan Bishop Alfred Rotich, told us how important this role is.
It is important that we talk about the role of the military vis-à-vis mission of Christ. Christ has called the military ordinariate to proclaim the good news. This is in advancement of the thinking of the Church, that we need that a soldier who is committed to serving his people is both a security and a steward of the freedoms of the people.
Church teaching on the theme of peace constitutes an essential aspect of its social doctrine. And the Church's insistent call to peace has influenced Western culture, promoting the idea that the armed forces are at the exclusive service of defending people's freedom and security. But Pope Benedict went on to say that unfortunately, at times, other interests, be they economic or political, fermented by international tensions, delay or get in the way of this primary objective, which is also seen in the difficulties that ongoing disarmament projects have encountered. The Church, Pope Benedict said, will continue to offer its counsel and care, taking part in the military world and through the Word of God encouraging charitable service, which will in turn bear its own fruit. I'm Philippa Hitchin.